Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday. And I am here with Manhattan Ogden USD 383 Superintendent Marvin Wade. And now we have school board member Dave Colburn in. And Dave, can you guess what we were talking about?
The meeting tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And we were talking about one of the big items on this agenda for tonight, talking about the mascot slash character issue, and looks like we're finally going to have an endpoint on this and decisions made.
And one thing I want to jump into,
sure,
something we were talking about right before the break is the confusion about mascot versus symbol versus,
right.
And during the break we were talking about that the terminology we're using for the mascot now is like a costumed mascot. It's the caricature. It's not what sometimes people think of as the mascot. That there's the name, there's the symbol of the Indians. But what we're talking about is a costume that would be acceptable for students to wear. That would be gender neutral, that would be respectful. It wouldn't be tied to Native Americans, to indigenous peoples, that it's a costume.
Right. I think including Dave and multiple people on the school board always mention the Kansas City Chiefs analogy, where it's the KC Wolf. That's the actual costume character, but it's not KC Wolf on the helmet. It's not the Kansas City KC Wolves. It's still the Chiefs, so kind of a similar thing.
Yeah, the one I use is the San Diego Padres, because it wouldn't be appropriate for somebody dressed up as a Padre to run around and whoop up spirit. And so this is a similar kind of a thing. There's no good way to properly have a Native American running around whooping up spirit. So we will come, if the students choose to, they'll come up with something like the San Diego Chicken or, the Philly Fanatic or whatever it could be, and something that can run around at the games and they can have some fun with, is the idea of what we're terming the mascot in tonight's discussion, which is, and as it stands, the Indian name and the Indian symbol remain.
And Marvin, you were actually, before we were about to go to that last break, you were about to list down those items that you were going to decide on if you wanted to go through those fully, or Dave, if you wanted to.
I can do it. First is to honor Frank Printup by naming the commons after him and putting up a display talking about Frank Printup, the man, because that is ostensibly how the Indian name came about. Was Printup was a respected and revered coach and teacher in our system, and they chose the Indian name to honor him. But we need to honor Frank the way we honor Jim Rizak and others in our district for whom we've named facilities. We need to name something for Frank in the same way. And so that's something I think that'll be definitely decided tonight, and we can move forward on pretty quickly, I think. The other pieces, I think, are more process-oriented. Nothing's going to get done tonight as I see it. We're going to put in place the idea of, some educational issues, start exploring how we can do a scholarship, and again authorize the students to proceed with coming up with what we'll call a mascot, a costume. But those things will take time. I think the one thing that we may see some action on pretty quickly is once the board approves naming the commons for Frank Printup and putting up an exhibit about him, I think that can happen pretty quickly.
So the rest of it could be a little more ongoing then.
Yeah, there's not going to be, as of tomorrow morning, an education program in place, and there isn't going to be a mascot in place tomorrow morning, and there isn't going to be a scholarship that's in place tomorrow morning. It's going to take time and effort, some fundraising, and to get all those things to come about.
And yet the board tonight will be in a position to take action on. There's those recommendations from the committee, and the board can say, yes, we agree conceptually with doing things in the curriculum and, for example, direct administration to make sure that that happens and report back to the board later to ensure that it really does.
Brady Bowman with USD 383, Superintendent Marvin Wade and school board member Dave Colburn. We had one call earlier in the first segment. If you still have any thoughts, opinions, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And, you know, one of those questions, gentlemen, was talking about, well, how did this even come up again? And Marvin, you talked about how this has been kind of a recurring issue, and I was kind of thinking about it over break myself, and it seemed like a lot of this kind of sparked back up when we were having issues with the Washington Redskins, and they lost their trademark, and that would be kind of became a big national story, and it seemed like that's kind of where it just kind of trickled down, where now everybody was kind of looking at it again and reviewing again.
It's, you know, it's a big societal issue. There are large segments of the Native American population, you know, represented by literally hundreds of nations who are okay with the Indian name, but there's a lot that don't like the Indian name. Yet we have the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and it's a term that's still widely used in our society, but we have a lot of people that find it offensive and even perhaps racist. It's, you know, a white man's term to cover a broad spectrum of people, many, many indigenous cultures with distinct languages and distinct religions and distinct histories get lumped under one name. And so what's a poor little school board member to do when there's this big societal issue out there that divides people? And you know, our job is to look out for students and to look at it for our district. And so, you know, my approach has been, rather than just saying yes or no to the Indian name, was to try to have some dialogue and find some compromise and some middle ground. And that's what the committee was all about. That's to a certain extent what these recommendations are all about. I hope that that's been I feel like it's been a good process for those that were involved, but there's lots of people out there in the community who weren't involved and who didn't want to be involved or just haven't bought into what the committee has worked on. But it's ironic to me. I've gotten far more emails on this and more communications on this than anything else. All the other issues I've dealt with in 14 years combined, I've gotten more on this topic. And it's a name, it's a symbol, it's an image. It's not a budget, it's not a curriculum, it's not a policy. What on one level would seem to be a simple thing, and on another level it's enormously complicated because it's wrapped up in national issues. It's everybody can have an opinion on this. It's hard to have an opinion on budgets. It's hard to have an opinion on curriculum. It's hard to understand, what our State Board of Ed is proposing with Kansans Can, but people can pretty quickly form an opinion about a name like the Indians, and that's what we're grappling with.
And it's one thing to have an opinion or some thoughts on this on the outside, but if you're a school board member like yourself, it does take on a little bit of a different look.
Yeah. So.
All right. Marvin, do you have some other things you wanted to add?
Well, another aspect of it is that, as Dave said, it's not about one side winning, one side losing. It's trying to provide the best educational opportunities we can for our students and to be role models for them in handling tough issues. And some of the emails, a lot of the comments, I think, stem from the fact it hasn't been a real clear one side win, one side loses. It's trying to go beyond it just being the Indians. And so what I get from both sides is there's still some distrust about where's this going to get resolved. That there's people who on the side who want to retain the Indian, that perhaps what's really going to happen is at the last minute, this is all going to, it's all going to be vote. There's going to be a vote to change the Indians. And so they just don't quite trust where this conversation's going. Then there's the other side that wants to be sure that we are, even if the Indian stays in place, that we are respectful to the need to teach about diversity, equity, inclusion, indigenous peoples, history, you know, all of those pieces, that we don't lose that. Because I remember at a previous meeting hearing Dave and other board members talk about how this issue keeps coming back up, because one of the reasons it does is because perhaps we haven't given it enough attention to really resolve those conflicts. I'm kind of rambling here, but it's there's some inherent anxiety about what is really going to happen, as opposed to these four or five issues that are on the agenda tonight. It's what's the real agenda, and when are we going to see what it is?
And, you know,
and I believe this is what's on our agenda for tonight, and those issues, that is the agenda, but I also understand why other people are distrustful. Do you think that's fair, Dave?
Absolutely. And again, some of the people that were involved in the committee, I think you've summed it up very accurately. To me, what is on tonight's agenda is what it is. This is how we're moving forward. We're going to honor Frank Printup. We're going to look at potentially doing a scholarship in his name. We're looking at how we teach our students about Native American history and where they're at now in our culture and in our society. We're looking at creating this costume mascot character to run around at football games that has no relationship to the Indians. And it is what it is. And, you know, that was my intent all along, was to get away from the bipolar win-lose, up-down, and move forward in a constructive manner. And I hope we can. What I wish was we had had this entire debate parallel to this discussion. The Kansas State Board of Education and Randy Watson have laid out a vision for Kansas's educational future for our public schools called Kansans Can. And it is, I'm tempted to say, radical. It is a big departure from how we've approached public education in the past, at looking what our kids are going to need in the future and how we're going to meet those needs. And it goes beyond, you know, 12th grade and graduating them and saying goodbye. It's a big deal, but I've not had a single constituent talk to me about that. And that will affect the future of every public school student in Kansas, and I think will affect the state. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about this instead.
And in preparation for those conversations about that topic, that's one of the reasons I mentioned earlier about Skills USA and the FFA trip and journalism trip, that those things take those skills and those opportunities for the students outside of the classroom and out more in real-world type situations, which is what Kansans Can wants to see happen. So we're making efforts in that regard to give students those opportunities. The IDP point system I was talking about earlier, where our staff get credit for moving for their licensure based on doing real-world things that make a difference for our students and for our staff. Those fit in with Kansans Can really well. And like Dave said, that's part of the conversation we want to be able to continue and expand upon.
I know back in my high school career, I was very involved in FFA, and we went all over the places. Columbus, Ohio, Louisville, Kentucky, Fort Worth, Texas. There's many places I can name that we went and checked out for that sort of real-world sort of experience, and very valuable. Very, very valuable.
You know, my youngest daughter's involved in Business Professionals of America, and same thing. They, on a state level and a national level, there are many corporations who sponsor these events, and the kids go, and they are challenged deeply to come up with solutions to problems and get experience speaking in front of people, working as a team, doing all sorts of things that they're going to have to do when they go out and into the real world and work.
And real quick, I want to jump into, and at the local level, that our opportunities with Manhattan Area Technical College, the business community, Kansas State, with our partners and Fort Riley, our partners out there, we're providing more and more opportunities at the local level for our students to have those chances. So we really appreciate them stepping up and helping us with it.
And it's again, just great opportunities. All the way around. There was something else I was going to say, but I was thinking we need to go to break, and I forgot about it. We got Kevin Ingram waiting back there. I'm sure he's itching to get on. So let's go ahead and do that. Guys, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Brady.
Good luck tonight.